And not everything I'm going to talk about today is illegal. But everything that I'm going to talk about today is bad for regular Americans.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I'm a data wonk.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I talk about food a lot on the show. It's a thing. I am a foodie.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Wednesday afternoon. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As you all know, I am a lifelong homer, a Brewers fan to the last, and it is such a pleasure to be joined this afternoon by Rick Schlesinger. He is in his 23rd season with the Milwaukee Brewers. He's done a ton of different things for the Brewers, but did you know he began in baseball working in legal affairs and as an assistant GM for the Anaheim Angels, as well as a vice president there. He was then the VP of business operations from 2003 to 2010 for the Brewers. He was COO. We talked to the current COO just a couple of weeks ago, Marty Ronsky. And now Rick serves as the executive vice president of business. Excuse me. The executive, am I getting that right? No, the president of business operations, Rick. So sorry for stumbling through your bio.
You changed my title, Maggie. Wow.
Yeah, let's not do that. We got there eventually. The president of business operations, sir, welcome to the show. You're a native Wisconsinite, worked for the Brewers for a long time. Started out a little rocky this season with those four losses, came right back with four wins, currently standing at 13-11 on the season. Had a big win yesterday on the road against the Giants with Yelly banging a grand slam for, what was that, 8 runs in the 6th inning? So exciting. Such a hallmark season for the Brewers after what brought me to tears in the playoffs last year. What can Brewers fans be looking for this season from the crew?
Well, Maggie, yeah, I think, you know, baseball is a game of thrills and heartaches and often within the same inning. And I think, you know, this is going to be a horse race between us and the Cubs. I think, you know, frankly, the division is very interesting. The Pirates are better. The Cardinals are probably retooling, but they're never to be counted out. And the Reds have a lot of talent. Cubs are looking really good. Their offense is good. I think it's going to be a very close divisional race. We're the 2-time defending champs. I'm confident we're going to be there at the end. It's going to be a lot of nail biting, a lot of white knuckle games. But that's what baseball is fun. And I'm excited to look forward to a really great second half and hopefully a deep run in the postseason.
I love how you characterize the Cardinals because they are my number one enemy, even above the Cubs, and you can never count them out. Somehow they figure out how to post some W's despite all odds, it seems, at times. Rick, I wanted to ask you about this because as we were talking about the ups and downs of baseball before we got on air, we were talking about some of our great Brewers memories as well as some of our heartaches. One of the things that I think makes baseball so special is the fact that there's no clock, that game isn't over until the last strike and last out has been counted. What makes baseball special for you personally? And what do you think makes Milwaukee Brewers fans, or one of, if not the smallest market in baseball, and yet this has been a successful franchise, seemingly against all odds for many, many years. What makes Milwaukee Brewers fans so special in your mind?
Well, this is, you certainly are a lawyer because you're asking a very complicated multi-part question. So let me tackle it if I can. Maggie, you're absolutely right. The baseball is unique in that you can't run out the clock. You can't just, the pitcher just can't stay on the mound and hold the baseball and not throw it. You got to give the other team the last at bat, and they always have a chance to win the game. And that's what makes baseball special. It's a timeless game. It's been around for 120 years. We've made some rule changes, tried to make the game go a little faster, a little more action. But at its essence, it's still the great game. You know, if your great-grandparents, came back and saw a game now, they would recognize it.
They would recognize it, yes.
From the 30s and 20s. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Aaron Judge is our Babe Ruth. Shohei Ohtani is our Babe Ruth. Our Brewers players are some talented guys. It's a timeless game. As far as what we're doing here in Milwaukee, you know, there's no question. We don't have a salary cap. We don't have perfect revenue sharing. So we do have some challenges, but we are really fortunate, Maggie, to have some really talented baseball people. And that starts with Matt Arnold and his entire crew of analytics people, his executives. They are incredibly good at finding good players that other teams have overlooked. They are very good at drafting young players and turning them into quality major league players. They're very adept at making good trades, and they take advantage of situations that are presented. And at the same time, Maggie, you know, they don't really sit around and whine about, you know, that other teams have more money or that other markets are larger. They deal with what they can control. They don't obsess about what they can't control and build really good teams. And that's, I think, a good message for us on the business side. Focus on what you can control. Don't obsess about what's out of your control.
Rick, I think that's great advice in any business, whether you're working to build a World Series baseball club or making widgets. There are certain things you can impact to improve and to achieve and to win, if you will, and certain things you can't. Folks, we're talking with Rick Schlesinger. He's the president of business operations. I'm going to call him the CEO of the Brewers. He's with us this half hour. Rick, you're getting to the thing that I wanted to pick your brain about, and that is the challenges of revenue sharing and what that means for a club like the Brewers. And I think you just ticked off how a club like the Brewers or any smaller market club can put together the right pieces and have that magic moment and maybe be able to win a World Series. Something that seems for, I think, a lot of fans, not just in the Brewers area and Brewers fans, but for a lot of smaller market teams, harder and harder to do. You mentioned using analytics to identify overlooked players that are undervalued. You talked about looking at big value add ROI trades. You talked about recruiting and finding young talent. Is it truly we got to hit lightning in a bottle? Is that how the Brewers get a World Series?
Good question. I think, you know, there's no question that we're not going to have payrolls that the Yankees or, frankly, the Cubs or the Dodgers or the Red Sox are going to have. But the reality is there's a lot of different ways to build really good baseball teams. And for us, it's always going to be developing younger players in our system. And again, acquiring players that have been overlooked or have lost a chance or two, but still have talent. We're not going to be able to sign all our free agents. Obviously, you know, we lost Willie Adames, who was a great player for us for several years. He's now playing for the Giants. We just couldn't afford to keep him. But the reality is we've got some really good players who are stepping up. Not what he's going to replace Willie in and of itself, but we've got enough players to replace what he brings. Not maybe his leadership, but his talent, we can get there. It's really about keeping young players, developing them. And sometimes, you know what, Maggie, you got to let players go at the right time, and it's tough. You know, we had to trade Devin Williams, who was a fantastic closer for us, who is one of the best relievers in baseball. We had to trade Josh Hader a few years ago. We got William Contreras out of that deal, the best catcher in my mind in baseball. So we got, you know, we traded Devin, who's a quality player, a quality person. We got a starting pitcher, and we got Durbin, who looks like he could be a real option for us at third base. Those are the kind of transactions you got to continually make. The roster is going to change over more than maybe some of the fans would like. But at the end of the day, it's about wins and losses. You brought up a sore subject for me, which is, you know, the last game of the 2024 season, losing that game to the Mets in a heartbreak. You know, you want to get in the postseason. There's elements of luck. There's elements of chance. But if you're in the postseason, you're fighting for the World Series, and our mission statement is to win the World Series. And we got to do it. And if we're in the postseason, we have that chance. So we got to get to the postseason, and then we got to have things happen right for us.
Yeah, it's one step at a time. And I think, you know, one of the things that I've loved watching about the Brewers, especially since that 2008 season that we were speaking about before, is seeing these different mixes of players that folks like Matt Arnold and others have put together, seeing how the team coalesces, the different energy and chemistry each season. I think there is something unique and special that engages fans in a place like Milwaukee, in a place like Wisconsin, hardworking fans, hardworking people that are often discounted and overlooked. There is kismet there. There is that intimate relationship between the sort of team that the Brewers are, their ethos, the way they fight, the way they also have fun. And I think that speaks to Wisconsinites in a really special way that I've been to 15 baseball stadiums it ain't the same in other places. Folks, we're talking with Rick Schlesinger. He is the CEO, President of Business Operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Let's talk a little bit about how fans consume baseball. With social media becoming such a big deal, with so many people, frankly, reading news, consuming the day's events on social media, how are the Brewers planning to leverage these new and different sorts of ways of connecting and communicating with fans as so many more people are consuming information and their sports online?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things we think about all the time, Maggie, and you're absolutely right. I mean, they're the old days of, you know, watching the Brewers on, you know, over-the-air television and reading about the Brewers in the newspaper in the morning, you know, that sort of is old school. There are so many different ways of engaging our fans. It's social media, it's streaming, it's cable television, it's all of the outreach we do in the community, both locally and statewide. You know, and we also have to cut through a lot of noise and a lot of competition. We've got a lot of great sports teams in the state that all deserve the attention. We've got so many new sports, women's sports are taking off in a tremendously exciting fashion. So we're competing in a large ecosystem. And I think what we have to do, like you said earlier, you got to be authentic. You have to be a team that sort of represents the best of your community. And, you know, when I think of Milwaukee and that sort of that blue collar ethic, we're not just a blue collar town anymore, but we have that work ethic. And we know, we recognize when people put out their effort. We know when people are faking it. When you see a Sal Frelick, whose uniform is dirty from the first pitch to the end, you know that guy is giving his all. And when you see our players really trying and doing their best, and not only succeeding, but there's no slackers on this team. Pat Murphy, our manager, is not going to let players just go through the motions. And that embodies sort of our community. And we are overlooked, Maggie. I think, you know, people confuse us with Minneapolis all the time, you know, or they go, oh, are you near Chicago? Well, Milwaukee's got a lot going for it. And I think the Brewers have a little bit of, you know, underdog to them, and we use that to our advantage. But at the end of the day, we got to play baseball, and we got to play winning baseball, and that's the goal.
That is the goal, folks. We've got Rick Schlesinger with me today, President of Business Operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. All right, so you brought up Sal Frelick. Let me ask you a very unserious but fun question, Rick. Do you like the short pants like Sal does, or do you like the to the ankle pants? Are you a stirrup guy or not a stirrup guy? Which side of the bread do you like to butter it on, Rick? These are the important questions that Brewers fans want to know.
I actually like the pants down to the shoes. You know, the stirrups were big in the 40s and 50s. And like I said, some guys pull it off and some guys change from game to game.
Yes.
I'm more of a pants down to the shoes, sort of the uniform of maybe 7 to 10 years ago. But I respect the guys' different choices. Baseball players are incredibly superstitious. So if they get 3 hits, wearing the stirrups, they're going to wear the stirrups the next day.
I love the history and legacy of superstition and baseball. The worn caps, the socks that maybe never washed if they hit a winning streak. We're going to come right back with Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operation for the Milwaukee Brewers. You got a question? Why don't you text it in? All fans welcome here. 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.